News.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
The show that's focused on investing strategies for today's needs and tomorrow's goals. This is Bucket Strategy Investing, presented by the Wealth Advisors at Lucia Capital Group. Now, here are Johnny Dean and Rick the Professor Plum.
Oh, I'm surprised every day by the wealth of knowledge that's here in the studio. Welcome back to the program. It's Bucket Strategy Investing. Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum. And yeah, we're gearing up for another discussion on this today is more about wealth education, which is what we do. You know, we have a website, wealthed.com, and that's what we try to do every day on this program is help out with wealth education as much as we can, simply because there's so much to know out there, and you don't have time for that. No, you're doing your thing. You're out there living your life. In the meantime, you are asked to make certain choices regarding your finances and regarding your retirement that you may have paid absolutely no attention to. And that's what you would expect. And we're here to help you out with some of those choices, some of those decisions. Now, today, we're going to be talking about annuities and not really the characteristic of annuities, more along the lines of taxation of annuities. Professor Plum, a lot of people own annuities. They start taking money out of those annuities.
Mm-hmm.
Some people are taxed fully. Some people are not taxed much at all. Others who have been taking money out for a long time are hardly taxed on them. And there's no real, there's no real set rule as far as one person or another being taxed.
Well, there are set rules.
There are several set rules, but you can't say, hey, it works for me, so that's the same way it's going to be for you.
That's very similar to almost anything in financial planning. It is very much determined by the individual and how they're using that particular annuity and their experience with that particular annuity as far as have they had any gains, any returns?
Right.
How long have they owned it? How are they taking the distribution? There's different ways to take money out of an annuity.
There really are.
Distributions, annuitization, things like that. And so there's a lot going on. And sometimes it will catch us a little bit by surprise. And
right.
When we're in retirement, last week we talked about, blending, tax management, asset location. All these things come down to how do we manage our tax bill? Well, the first thing you have to know about managing your tax bill is what's my taxable income going to be and where is it coming from? And how do I manage different resources that I have when it comes to calculating how much tax I'm going to owe? Well, I know that if I take money out of an IRA, I know how much of the tax or how much of that distribution is going to be taxable.
All of it.
So what about an annuity? I mean, how do I guess? How do I plan? How do I show the income in my projections to trying to make some kind of heads or tails out of what my tax bracket may look like as I go forward?
And the whole point there, Professor Plum, is that you really can't. I mean, you can to a degree, but you can't get all that accurate.
Depends on how you go about doing it.
Well, that's it. And so we're going to talk about this in just a second, the different types of annuities that are out there and how they're taxed and really how you can be caught, as you said, Professor Plum, by surprise just by taking some income. Anyway, we'll get to that in just a bit. Now, I want to remind folks that the lines are open for you. 877-PLANNER, phone lines, PLANNER, 877-752-6637. Emails at our website, wealthed.com. And at WealthEd.com, you can also get in touch with Professor Plum or any of the Lucia Capital Group advisors, not just there, but you can also give them a call off the air and talk about some of the strategy stuff that we talk about on this program. This is another reason to get with an advisor and speak to them about what you have and what you may be taxed on ultimately, because taxes can take a big chunk out of your portfolio. 800-644-1150 is the number at Lucia Capital Group, 800-644-1150. Talk to them about your future retirement, about your plans, your planning, your buckets strategy. 800-644-1150. See, it comes down to taxes again, Professor Plum. Tax laws have changed, and they probably will change again over time. They always do. But you've got something like an annuity product. You're taking income from this. But you've also exchanged some money, generally, with an insurance company. Sometimes you've given it to them outright. Sometimes you retain ownership status of it. How are you supposed to make heads or tails out of this stuff from a taxation standpoint?
Well, you have to know what kind of an annuity you have. And unfortunately, all annuities are not the same. They're very different, both in how they earn an interest rate or a return going forward, but also how they potentially will be taxed when the money comes out, depending upon how you start distributing money. There are two broad categories. When we talk about the taxability, there's two broad categories of annuities. There are deferred annuities, and there are immediate annuities, payout annuities. Now, the problem is some of the deferred annuities can start looking like an immediate annuity because they have a payout associated with them. So I'm getting a check, but it's not actually an immediate annuity. It is not annuitized. So we have to understand, what is it that we're actually doing? Are we deferring it? Now, if we have an annuity that we're just deferring, now obviously we're talking about annuities and investments that are not inside of an IRA. Because if they're inside of an IRA, the IRA rules control it. And there's no double secret area where if I put it into an annuity into an IRA, that it changes the taxability of the IRA distribution. The IRA distribution is going to control the taxability. So ignore the IRA at the moment, because whatever comes out of the IRA is going to be taxable based on the IRA rules. So we're talking about people that invest their personal money, their non-IRA, non-qualified money, into an annuity. And there's, like I said, two main categories. One where I just annuitize it, and one where I am deferring it. Now, when I'm deferring it, there's no taxation. When I put money into a non-qualified annuity, it doesn't matter whether it's a fixed index annuity, a variable annuity. Over the time period between now, when I put the money in, and ultimately when I start taking the money out, I don't pay any taxes. It's a tax-deferred contract. And so it doesn't matter how the money is being credited to my account, whether it's being credited because I have a mutual fund that went up in value, like a capital appreciation asset, whether it's an interest payment. It doesn't matter how it's growing. It's tax deferred. So while I have that deferred annuity, I don't have to pay any taxes. And that's one of the appeals, at least one of the selling points, to a non-qualified annuity. I don't have to pay any taxes right away. So it's kind of loosely similar to an IRA, other than there's no tax deduction up front. It's tax deferred. And then someday down the line, either I or my heirs are going to take the money out. And when the money comes out of a fixed, a deferred annuity, that gain that I've been not paying tax on, well, we'll pay tax on it then. So it's sure, similar to a lot of other areas. And when that money comes out, it will be gain first. It'll be all that deferred income first. So if I put in $100,000 and it grows to $190,000, when I start taking money out, whether I take it out in lump sum or whether I take it out piecemeal, the first money coming out is going to be all that deferred gain. So until I take out that full $90,000 plus any future earnings over and above that, I can't get to my tax-free portion, the money I've already paid tax on, the principal. That comes out last. And so we're looking at, how do we manage a portfolio?
Are people surprised by this? They didn't understand, maybe, apparently, even though because they have principal and interest in there, if you want to look at it that way, at the first money that comes out of an annuity, that's not been annuitized, I should say.
That's not been annuitized. I mean, and it's getting less and less surprising to people because it's becoming, you know, shows like this one, and hopefully advisors are being better. You know, I remember years back, I mean, people basically were told that, don't worry about the taxes. It's tax-free. It's not. And way years back, 35 years ago or so,
yeah,
the annuity rules were different. And if I had an annuity that I purchased before 1982, I could actually take my principal out first without touching the earnings. Those rules changed, 35 years ago. So there's not a whole lot of those contracts left. Every once in a while you run into one. But it's nowadays, when you have a deferred annuity, and whenever you start taking money out of them, it's earnings first. Now, this catches people by surprise because compared to the other way of doing it, where you just get a stream of payments, let's talk about the immediate annuity. I have an annuity, whether I bought it today or I bought it 10 years, 15, 20 years ago. If I take that cash value and say, I'm giving up the cash value, give me a payment for a period of time, for the rest of my life, for a set period of time, I have no access to the cash anymore. I just have a payment guarantee.
That's called annuitization.
I am annuitizing the payment. I am annuitizing the contract. And so at that point, that system of that last in, first out tax treatment, the have to take my earnings out first tax treatment, changes. When I give up the cash value for a promise of payments for a period of time, now that's annuitized. An annuitization is important, and it changes the taxability of that payment that's coming out to me. And so we have this income stream that may not be 100% taxable if it's annuitized. But I can take a deferred annuity and create a payment from it that looks like a lifetime income, but that's not annuitized, that's a different tax treatment. How do you tell which one's which?
Well, it may be lifetime income, but that's what I was saying before. Sometimes 100% taxable, others only a portion of it's taxable. All right, we'll talk more about this strategy as well. 877-PLANNER, Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum, lines open for you. Coming right back with more Bucket Strategy Investing.
Set it and forget it. Out of sight, out of mind, hands off. For many investors, that's how they perceive their 401k plans. Even when they leave their jobs, they leave their 401k investments untouched. Is there more you can do for your retirement with some hands-on guidance supported by a strategy? Learn the options and potentially the advantages. Schedule a rollover review with Lucia Capital Group. Learn how easy it is to take control of your retirement by rolling a 401k into a buckets portfolio. The retirement planning advisors at Lucia Capital Group work directly with each client to develop a strategy geared to their goals. Learn how you may be able to diversify your retirement plan. Take a closer look at the fees you may be paying with an old 401k that's out of sight, out of mind. Call Lucia Capital Group, 800-644-1150, 800-644-1150, or visit luciacap.com. That's luciacap.com. Securities offered through Lucia Securities, LLC, member FINRA SIPC, a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, an affiliate of Lucia Wealth Services.
At Lucia Capital Group, we believe there are three critical steps that should precede making any investment decision: education, advice, and planning. Education: learn about available options and expand your understanding of investment products. Advice: get guidance from experienced financial planning professionals who you feel understand your specific needs. Planning: choose a strategy that consistently supports your investment decisions. Where can you go for financial guidance? Lucia Capital Group invites you to build your wealth education at WealthEd.com. WealthEd.com features live and on-demand video programming featuring Lucia Capital Group advisors who will help educate you about investing, give guidance based on years of experience in the financial services industry, and help you build a strategic plan that integrates your investments. WealthEd.com, the site dedicated to wealth education. WealthEd.com. Securities offered through Lucia Securities, LLC, member SIPC. And a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, a registered investment advisor. All investments are subject to risk, including loss of principal.
Hey there, here to tell you about some of the hottest deals happening at Lowe's. For your garden, get great savings on Miracle-Gro Garden Soil, 3 for $10. And make sure you're prepared for your next backyard barbecue with a 2-pack of Kingsford Charcoal, now for just $9.88. All projects have a starting point. Start with Lowe's. Offers valid 6/7 through 6/14 while supplies last. U.S. only. Charcoal offer limited to 2 bags per customer. Soil offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
Now, the club for Biz Talk Radio listeners and your biz. The Biz TV Club is where you can watch some of your favorite Biz Talk Radio hosts and others on the go, on demand, on Android, desktop, Roku, and more. Never miss an episode of your favorite Biz TV shows and have the 24/7 Biz Talk Radio stream at your fingertips. Watch anytime, anywhere for just $5.95 a month with a free trial by using promo code RADIO. Go to BizRadioClub.com.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588.
Talking strategy investing. Talking strategy and wealth education here. 877-PLANNER. If you have questions, doesn't have to be on annuities, anything at all. We're here for you. Just ready to talk to you. 877-PLANNER. Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum here from Lucia Capital Group. We were talking about annuities before the break and some of the tax planning. I mean, really, you know, Professor Plum, part of the reason that you need to be aware about how annuities are taxed, if you happen to have one, and you're going to take income from that annuity, is that taking too much can put you into a wrong into a higher tax bracket. Not understanding that can not only subject more of your income, income to a greater amount of taxation than you thought it would, it can also affect a whole bunch of other stuff. So it's important to understand how these annuities are taxed so that if you decide you need to take money out of it, you're not bitten by an unsuspecting tax bill, an unpredicted tax bill.
Right, so you're taking X amount of dollars out and you think you're going to have one thing and you come up short and it puts you into a different tax bracket. It makes your Social Security taxable. It makes more of you pay a higher Medicare premium. All these things could be a result of misunderstanding the taxability of what's happening with your IRA or with your, it's not your IRA, your annuity. So there's different ways to look at it. If it has been truly annuitized, which means you don't have any access to the cash, then there's something called the exclusion ratio, only part of the payment.
Sounds wonky to me. Can we explain this easily?
Married couple, age 65, puts $100,000 into an immediate annuity, and they turn it on the income right away. There's no deferral in this at all. So they put in $100,000 that they start receiving, call it $500 a month for the rest of, as long as either one of them are alive. That $500 a month is made up of two different types of assets. One is the income that the insurance company is going to pay you over the lifetime of that contract, potentially, because they don't know exactly when you're going to die. And the other is your money coming back to you. It's a return of your principal. So you're receiving two pieces, your principal and earnings. Well, your principal you've already paid tax on. This is not an IRA. This is just, you know, money that you took out of your bank account and put into the contract. So that $100,000 is going to come back to you over your lifetime, your expected lifetime, as a tax-free event. And then the amount over and above that would be a taxable event. So the reality is, married couple, age 65, let's just say that the combined life expectancy, this is a life annuity, they're going to pay forever. They may pay it. Maybe one of them lives to be 117. The insurance company will keep paying the money. So what happens is they look at it over the normal life expectancy. Just making numbers up for easy math. Let's say that the normal life expectancy is 20 years.
And that's, by the way, determined by the IRS.
It's determined by the IRS. It's to some degree. They can do some. Most of them do not do any type of underwriting, but you can get some that are done with underwriting to give you a bigger payout.
All right, but there is what's called a
table. There's a table.
Yeah, yeah.
And so you've got supposedly a 20-year life expectancy for the two of you. I think it's a little short, but anyway, it's just easy math. So basically, you're going to get your own money back over a 20-year period of time. So of that $6,000 a year that I'm receiving, probably five of it or so, it's just a return of my money.
5,000 of the 6,000.
So that's an 83% of the contract, or 83% is excluded from tax, so to speak. And so they call that an exclusion ratio. How much of the payment is being excluded from taxes? I'm just receiving my own money back. And so over the life expectancy, I will just receive my money back. Now, if I happen, or one of us happens to live longer in this example than the 20 years, and we've received a tax-free distribution over the period of time that's given us all of our own money back, and now we're still alive, and the insurance company is not just paying us a little bit of interest over time, but now everything they're paying us is, I don't have any of my own basis left in it, I don't have any of my own money left in the contract, it's pure earnings at that point. So from that point forward, it's all earnings.
Now, if you have an immediate annuity, you gave them $100,000 just in this example, you're going to start getting immediately back $500 a month in your example.
Yeah, $6,000 a year.
Right. So the first $500 payments are probably virtually all principal, correct?
But we're looking at the payout over the life expectancy of the
right.
contract.
So what they're going to do is take, say it's a 20-year life expectancy, they'll do a little math,
right?
Divide it up, and even though some of that is actually your, I mean, it may actually be almost all of your own money back, they're still going to tax it.
Well, in the early years, more of it is...
principal.
No, well, obviously more of it's principal, but there's going to be more interest in the early years, if you want to look at it that way, because they're paying you an interest rate on the full 100 so far that they haven't given you back.
Right. So
a bigger portion. So instead of trying to figure out and having a different amount each year taxable, they just say, okay, we're going to give you a flat amount. A flat amount of that payment is going to be taxable, and a flat amount of it is going to be principal, a reduction in your basis. To the extent that you receive, until you receive back all your own money, then it'll be fully taxable. Then it's all earnings.
So you're paying taxes on earnings you haven't even gotten yet early on.
Or you're actually paying taxes on less than you're being paid.
Later on.
No, early. I can earn more interest on $100,000 than I can when they've already paid my interest out and I only have $5,000.
Well, no, that's true. But the question we've had asked before is, well, okay, I give them $100,000. How much in earnings could I possibly have over 2 months of this?
It could be $2,000 if it was 2%, or you know, not over 2 months, but over 1 year. I mean, so no, you actually you're paying less in taxes in the first part, or the other way around.
The other way around.
You're actually getting a bigger interest payment in the early years.
So without I didn't mean to throw that in because it can get confusing.
It's just a flat number.
It doesn't matter. You're getting a flat number, and
where that comes into play, that kind of taxability. Is when you do not annuitize, when
you take
a systematic withdrawal.
Yeah. So two things to understand here, folks. Without us getting, I don't want to crawl too deeply into this, because it does get confusing. Two things here. With an annuity, you can either annuitize it, or you can take systematic withdrawals.
And if I take systematic withdrawals, now it's going to be what they call LIFO, last in, first out. Whatever my earnings are in the contract come out first, and they will change every year. Because the amount of money that I earn is going to be different every year versus an annuitization, which is an exclusion ratio where they have the same amount of taxability on the payment every year for as long as I have still some of my own money in the contract. But I'm going to be receiving some of my money back each and every year until I deplete what I've put into the contract.
So what do people need to know about this? What's the takeaway here? Because obviously you just don't want to be hit by a tax bill you didn't expect.
Well, I mean, just understand your taxes. I mean, it's not something to change necessarily the recommendation, but you want to know what your taxes are. If you're buying one of these deferred annuities that has a lifetime income guarantee, you're actually taking a systematic withdrawal. You're not taking an annuitization. You still have the cash. You still see the cash. If you wanted to, you could surrender the policy subject to surrender charges and get whatever the surrender value is back. That doesn't exist with an annuitization. The taxation's going to be different. It's going to eat. I mean, if you put money in today and you leave it alone for several years and then start your lifetime income benefit, but it's a systematic withdrawal, most likely that systematic withdrawal is going to create, you're going to have some earnings in there, and the earnings are going to be more than your payout is each year. For a while, those payments are going to be 100% taxable.
Mm-hmm.
And then later, it will only be partially taxable based on what they do or do not earn during that particular year. It's just understanding helps you manage things better.
That's right. All right. And we had a question, too, about inherited annuities. I'll just bring that up very quickly before we move on to something else. We'll get to that after the break. A lot of stuff to know here. Again, you know, the main point of this is to know that when you're taking money out of something like an annuity, there will be some tax consequences for you. And that's where the planning part comes in. Helps to know how much you're going to actually be paying in taxes so that other incomes are not subject to more in taxation. Okay. 877-PLANNER. Lines open for you. Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum, coming back with more Bucket Strategy Investing.
Lucia Capital Group asked what you feel are your greatest financial fears.
I'm worried about outliving our money.
Another market crash.
Taxes in our retirement.
While we may share concerns about saving, investing, and retiring, we each have a unique financial fingerprint and our own individual concerns.
We always worry about the national economy.
Inflation, healthcare costs.
Because every investor has their own challenges, Lucia Capital Group customizes a strategy for each client that addresses their specific goals and needs. At Lucia Capital Group, we understand fears of outliving your money, market volatility, and inflation. Learn how a bucket strategy can be designed to help address your concerns. Schedule a complimentary consultation. Call 800-644-1150, 800-644-1150, or click Contact Us at luciacap.com. That's luciacap.com.
Securities offered through Lucia Securities, LLC, member FINRA SIPC, a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, an affiliate of Lucia Wealth Services. The strategy involves investment subject to risk. How has retirement planning changed for a nation of baby boomers? We are a generation that needs to rely on ourselves and take control of our retirement plans. The Employee Benefit Research Institute calculates 28% of all retirees had traditional pensions in 1979. 30 years later, that number dropped to 3%. Just 3% of retirees could rely on pension plans for retirement income. At Lucia Capital Group, we customize retirement strategies for baby boomers, aware of the unique challenges of this generation. You may live 30 years or more in retirement. A Lucia Capital Group bucket strategy is designed to meet the needs boomers have today and the many years you may live in retirement. Schedule a complimentary consultation. Call 800-644-1150, 800-644-1150, or click free portfolio review at wealthed.com, wealthed.com. Securities offered through Lucia Securities, LLC, member FINRA SIPC, a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, and affiliate of Lucia Wealth Services. The strategy involves investment subject to risk.
Greta is a drill instructor.
On your feet and negotiate this obstacle.
Yes, ma'am.
When it comes to training lean, mean, fighting machines, she doesn't mess around.
I do not have all day, people.
But in her free time, Greta's an amazing poet, and she knows it.
The green grass, it whispers to me like an ancient firefly.
Look at her throw those verses with confidence. But when it comes to getting a mortgage, Greta's less confident.
A little help here?
Fortunately for Greta, there's Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. It's simple, so she can understand the details and know she's getting the right mortgage.
My confidence. It's returned like a jealous lover on a rainy night.
Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. Apply simply, understand fully, mortgage confidently. Go to rocketmortgage.com today.
Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states. And MLSconsumeraccess.org number 3030.
If you're suffering from hearing loss, stay tuned for a special offer from the makers of Listen Clear, a revolutionary hearing aid breakthrough designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. Right now, you can try Listen Clear hearing aids absolutely free for 45 days. You can also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear hearing aids are so lightweight and comfortable, you can wear them all day long. They're practically invisible too, so others won't even notice you're wearing them. And the best part is, you'll be able to hear almost everything, everywhere. So do something about your hearing loss. Call Listen Clear now to get started with your 45-day risk-free hearing aid trial. This special offer won't be available for long, so call Listen Clear now.
800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. We're here 24 hours a day to help. That's 800-716-4650.
How old are you? 25, 35, 50, or older? If you have pain, we can help. Do your knees hurt?
Ow!
Let me ask you again. Are your knees killing you?
Oh, yeah. Are they ever?
What about your back? When you bend over, does it feel like this?
Mm.
How about when you get out of bed in the morning? If you're like me, your knees and back feel like this.
Oh, that hurts.
I found a company called the Pain Relief Hotline. They specialize in ways to treat your knee, back, and neck pain without surgery or taking medications. The good news is if you have insurance, you may have little or no cost or out-of-pocket expense. I've used them. It works. Call the Pain Relief Hotline now for free information. 800-303-4607. 800-303-4607. Call now. 800-303-4607. That's 800-303-4607.
Down to Philadelphia. Is this what Philadelphia sounds like anymore? I don't know. I can remember it.
I can remember the song.
I can remember the song, too. Oh, great stuff. Great stuff. All right. 877-PLANNER. It's Bucket Strategy Investing. Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum. Had a question from Sylvia, who couldn't hang on. Actually, she had called just prior to the start of the show. We had said last week we were going to be talking about this. And her question had to do, she couldn't hang on, but her question had to do, Professor Plum, since we're talking about annuities, with inherited annuities, wanted to know how they're taxed. Because as we know, Professor Plum, when you inherit certain items, sometimes there's a step up in basis if it's a capital asset. In other cases, absolutely not. What about inherited annuities on the taxation portion of it?
Well, on the taxable, on the deferred portion, there's no step up in basis. There's no resetting of the basis. Whatever gain is going to come out is going to come out as a taxable event. Whether it comes out to the owner or whether it comes out to the beneficiary, it will be taxable to the beneficiary. So if I have, I've talked about a deferred annuity. I put in $100,000. It grew to $190,000. If I take it out during my lifetime, that $90,000 of earnings, I'll pay tax on it. If I don't take it out, whatever gains are still in it when I die, my heirs will pay tax on it. So it is not a matter of getting a new basis. It's not a matter of resetting it. Like if I had a stock portfolio that I put in 100 and it grew to 190, whatever time it took, if I died, my heirs, if it's in personal money, my heirs, that's $190,000 tax-free to them at that point. Only the only time they would have to pay tax is if they let it grow after I died and it grew to a bigger number and then they sold it. That gain that happens after my death is taxable to them, but all the gain that happened before my death in a normal, personal stock portfolio, gain goes away, at least from a taxable standpoint. And an annuity, no. It's deferred. It's a deferred account. And as such, there is no resetting of the basis, no new basis, no step up in basis, whatever you want to call it. That gain will be taxable at some point. Now, for somebody who has in an annuitized contract where we had that exclusion ratio on it, we put in $100,000. We're getting $6,000 a year, and we expect to live a long time, my spouse and I. But we name a child as a beneficiary, and it has a term certain period of time on it. So it's going to pay out to us for as long as either one of us are alive. But if we die too soon, it's still going to pay out for 20 years, 15 years, whatever portion, whatever area I wanted to guarantee that payout, just in case the proverbial Mack truck found us. Well, what happens if that proverbial Mack truck does find us? Maybe when we're 67 and it's going to keep paying out for another, 13, 15, 18 years to the beneficiary. Does it maintain the exact same type of treatment? Well, no, it doesn't. In fact, it may have a completely different payout period guarantee than what our life expectancy was. Probably does have a different payout period. So what they do is they say, okay, the beneficiary has a different tax treatment if it's an annuity, an immediate annuity payout to a beneficiary. Spread out over years. They're going to get the basis first. Whatever my remaining basis is, the payments are going to be tax-free until they recover whatever money I had left in the contract, and then for the rest of the payout period, it'll be 100% taxable. A little bit different than the way it normally is, a little bit backwards. But at whatever the taxable event is ultimately going to come out, it's going to be taxable. It's going to be an issue. Yeah. Now, a lot of times people get the idea that, my grandparents had a variable annuity for a long time, and it has a death benefit. We saw this a lot in 2009, 10, 11 or so, where in 2007, their annuity hit a high watermark, and maybe they put in $100,000 years before, and it was, it got up to $250,000 in 2007. And then in 2009, it was only worth $160,000, $180,000, somewhere less. Hey, it was a variable annuity, right? Stock market went down. Anything that was invested in underlying assets were stocks went down. And unfortunately, Grandpa died then, and I'm the beneficiary. But it had a death benefit that stepped it up to the highest anniversary point, which is very common in variable annuities. So I, as the beneficiary, got $250,000 when the contract value was only worth $180,000. I got a death benefit. Death benefit, that's life insurance, right?
Well, it comes from a life insurance company, doesn't it?
A life insurance contract.
Sure.
So I need to pay taxes on the difference between the 100 and the 80, you know, because Grandpa put in 100. It was worth 180 when he died. So that's taxable. I understand that. But that death benefit, now that's a different game, isn't it? No, it's not. It's taxable to me. This is a annuity death benefit, not a life insurance death benefit. And where life insurance death benefits are tax-free, annuity death benefits, it still acts like an annuity. What is the owner's basis? And it didn't change when they died. So if Grandpa hadn't taken any money out of the contract, his basis was still $100,000. What did I receive from that same exact annuity? Well, I received $250,000. That means $150,000 didn't come from Grandpa. It came from earnings that had been deferred and or a death benefit that the insurance company guaranteed on the annuity. Mm-hmm. It's still a taxable event. So in that example, my taxable event, if I cash it in all at one lump sum, is $150,000. You know, I'll take it. Even if I have to pay tax on it, I'll take it.
Well,
but,
I would.
But it is not a life insurance death benefit. The annuity death benefit is taxable.
No, and that's another area where we
get a lot of questions.
A lot of questions, exactly, because it looks like a death benefit. It is a death benefit.
But it's in an annuity. An annuity. Say that 10 times quick. Rather than a life insurance policy.
It's in an annuity, and simply because they're guaranteeing what they're guaranteeing is an account value, an earnings value. That's what's being guaranteed. Now, if you inherit this $250,000, and let's just say you don't take a lump sum, but you start taking... You stretch it out. You take, some now. You can take it really whenever you want.
How am I structuring the payout?
Exactly.
Is it an annuity or immediate?
Just say it's systematic payments.
Same kind of thing now, right? LIFO.
So anything you take out is going to eat into that $150,000 of earnings.
Or I can annuitize it. If the contract allows, and get it tax free early, get my 100 out tax free, and then pay taxes later on the rest.
Now, but isn't there an exclusion ratio on that?
Not on a beneficiary.
See, and here again is the difference, Professor Plum, because if I own an annuity and I annuitize the payments,
you have an exclusion ratio,
right? Which means that some of my monthly checks, or however often I take it, will be my return of my principal tax free, and some will be earnings. A certain ratio. If I inherit an annuity,
changes the game,
and I decide I'm going to annuitize this, now we've got a whole different set of
it's called to be honest, most annuity beneficiaries,
they don't
worry about that. They say, send me the check.
Well, they take a lump sum.
Yeah, and up until recently, that was about the only option. Maybe you could put it off for a couple of years, but only recently have we had the ability to stretch it. Yeah, most insurance companies weren't allowing those types of issues unless it was set up by the owner ahead of time.
Okay, let's say you decide to do that, but you're not quite 59 and a half yet.
Well, the owner of it died. Right. I'm only the beneficiary.
Right. So is there, kind of almost going back to IRAs, inherited IRAs, what does it do for a beneficiary who inherits an annuity and they're not age 59 and a half?
Well, it's very similar to qualified retirement plans and such. Death removes the premature distribution penalty because they died prematurely. And so the beneficiary does not have to be 59 and a half to avoid the penalty. They're receiving it as a death proceeds, even though it's taxable in many respects. There's no 10% penalty. The owner may have been under 59 and a half, but it doesn't matter. They're gone. And so the death, disability, similar exemptions from the age 59 and a half rules.
Yeah, which would really be cruel because if they penalize somebody, because if you're going to require them to take money out of it over whether it's a life expectancy or 5 years or whatever it is, and they say, okay, you're required to take it out. Ooh,
and
but
we're
you're 59 and a
you.
Half, so we're going to penalize you.
Now, the beneficiaries, they get away from the 10% penalty.
Again, it's a lot of information. And the very fact that beneficiaries of annuities in this case have different rules than somebody who is, say, the owner. Now, the spouse of an owner, same as if they were the owner, correct?
They can take it. Well, it depends on the contract. Most annuity contracts have a spousal continuation, allow the spouse, but not all. Some of them are treated just like a normal and non-spouse beneficiary. They can just take it out and pay tax on it and do whatever they want. So it depends on whether or not there's a spousal continuation. Depends on whether there's a joint owner, joint annuitant. It depends on how it was purchased. It's a little bit different than IRAs in that world.
So you've got to understand, in order to make sure that you don't get bitten by the tax, you know, the tax bite doesn't come to get you. You've got to understand, number one, where you are in your tax world. Number two, what tax bracket you're in, which is pretty much the same thing. And number three, you got to have a strategy.
Strategy is paramount. First off, should you even have that annuity? Maybe you bought it, you know, many, many years ago when the tax laws were different and capital gains and, you know, qualified dividends were the same tax level as income. So it made more sense for the tax world. Now we've got better tax treatments for capital gains. Should you still have that annuity? If not, what should you be doing with it so you can maybe avoid at least the large tax today? How do you build it into your strategy going forward to make the best use of what you have?
Make the best use of what you have and make sure that you don't pay more in taxes than you actually would have to. Okay, we got some emails to get to, some other stuff to talk about. You can give us a call right now. We've got lines open for you. 877-PLANNER, P-L-A-N-N-E-R, 877-752-6637. Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Klum from Lucia Capital Group, coming right back with more.
How much time do you spend worrying about money? A recent survey by a major investment firm found that on average, investors spend an hour and 20 minutes each day worrying about money. That adds up to 475 hours a year. And what exactly are we stressing about? Respondents to the survey said their top three concerns are a catastrophic event using up their retirement funds, living longer, and their retirement funds not keeping up with inflation. If your financial fears are causing you to worry hundreds of hours each year, spend 1 hour in a complimentary consultation with a Lucia Capital Group advisor. If you're concerned about outliving your money or the threat of inflation, turn to the experience and guidance of a Lucia Capital Group retirement strategist. Call 800-644-1150, 800-644-1150, or schedule a consultation by clicking Contact Us at LuciaCap.com. That's LuciaCap.com. Securities offered through Lucia Securities, LLC, member FINRA SIPC, a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group and affiliate of Lucia Wealth Services.
If you've recently left a job or retired, you may have left behind a 401k that you haven't thought about in years. How do you know if that account is still right for your retirement goals? How do you know if the fees are fair? How do you know what an IRA may offer that your old 401k may not? The retirement planning strategist at Lucia Capital Group help you get answers and guidance for your retirement plan. Schedule a rollover review and learn what options may be available for rolling over your 401k. You don't have to make your most important financial decisions through websites and calculators. You can work hand in hand with a Lucia Capital Group advisor who can explain the process to you personally and handle all the paperwork for you. Call for a personalized rollover review, 800-644-1150, 800-644-1150, or visit luciacap.com. That's luciacap.com.
Securities offered through Lucia Securities, LLC, member FINRA SIPC, a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group and affiliate of Lucia Wealth Services.
Hey there, here to tell you about some of the hottest deals happening at Lowe's. For your garden, get great savings on Miracle-Gro Garden Soil, 3 for $10. And make sure you're prepared for your next backyard barbecue with a 2-pack of Kingsford Charcoal, now for just $9.88. All projects have a starting point. Start with Lowe's. Offers valid 6-7 through 6-14. While supplies last, U.S. only. Charcoal offer limited to 2 bags per customer. Soil offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
If you're struggling to pay or haven't been making your student loan payments, listen carefully to this urgent alert. Have you been out of school for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? Are your student loans past due or even in default? Can't go back to school because of an old student loan problem? Fast Track Student Loans can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop collection calls, and stop seizure of your tax refund. Give yourself a break. Stop the stress and get your student loan payments down to as little as $25 a month based on what you can afford to pay. One quick 10-minute call could help you solve your student loan problems. So call right now. Not available in all states. Payments may vary based on income.
800-685-0129. 800-685-0129. 800-685-0129. That's 800-685-0129.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570, 800-430-7570, that's 800-430-7570.
Attention hernia mesh implant surgery patients. A popular hernia surgery product has been linked to a high rate of complications and injuries. If you or a loved one had a surgery where a hernia mesh was implanted and have experienced pain, infection, adhesions, mesh migration or product rejection, needed replacement or revision surgery, or other adverse reactions, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Time is limited to file a claim. Call now for your free consultation. Call 800-706-6897. 800-706-6897. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
We got another hour coming up here, so stay tuned for more. We'll get into some more other tax ideas next hour. We have some savings statistics, some more emails to get to, and some of the other leftover stuff that didn't happen, last week. And we'll tell you more about that as soon as I locate it. We're going to save that stock you should own in retirement. We'll save that. Questions, once again, financial planners wish you'd ask. All this stuff. We just try to get caught up, Professor Plum. Again, 877-PLANNER, our number, PLANNER. We were talking about annuities. I do want to get to some emails, but we had one other question on this with regards to variable annuities. And the off-air question, if I can remember what it was, had to do with these variable annuities that have what are called sub-accounts. Mm-hmm. And these sub-accounts, as we said before, look much like mutual funds.
Stock or bond mutual funds.
Yeah, they act similarly. They're really not mutual funds, but that's how they act. And so oftentimes you had different trading going in and out of those things and people mm-hmm. doing various things. But if they wanted to know what happens to the gain, let's say you have a lot of gain as a result of that, what happens to the gain? Are you ever taxed on that before you start taking the money out?
Not before you start taking money out, but it acts like anything, like an IRA from that standpoint. If I sell something at a gain and move it over to another sub-account within the variable annuity, that movement does not have any taxable event associated with it. It's a tax-deferred account. And it's not until such time as I start pulling money out of the annuity itself, not out of the individual sub-accounts, but out of the annuity totally, that I'll be taxed on that gain, so to speak. Now, it's not taxed as gain. It's a deferred account, and deferred accounts pay taxable ordinary income when the money is distributed. So it's going to be taxed basically the same way as your IRA is being taxed, as far as how much, what mm-hmm. type of taxability is happening. In fact, it goes on the same lines as your IRA and pension. So it's ordinary income. Even though you had it in a stock sub-account that grew nicely, and then you took the money out, it is not capital appreciation.
Because it's really not a stock or a mutual fund.
Well, because it's inside of this tax-deferred mm-hmm. account. And when they give you the ability to do tax deferral, which is a benefit to you right away, right? You don't have to pay tax. You can reinvest 100% of the potential proceeds. You don't pay any tax. But when the IRS, well, I should say Congress, gives you that thing, they're going to take something away. And what they took away was capital gain treatment. It's ordinary income.
Exactly. All right. I hope that helped you out. If we didn't answer that thoroughly, you can give us a call back. 877-PLANNER, PLANNER. Ted in Port St. Lucie, Florida. I have a tax loss on a rental property, even after adding back depreciation from prior years. Is it better to amend past tax returns to recapture my loss, or should I convert traditional IRA accounts to Roths this year and use the loss to offset the tax on conversion? Well, so some tax losses standing by.
It depends on how your accountant is going to show that. Is it going to show up as a business loss, which is an ordinary business loss on your tax return, or is it going to show up as a capital gain? If it's a capital gain, or a capital loss in that respect, you can only use $3,000 to offset. If it's a business loss, you can use a larger percentage of it, and then you can decide which way to go. If it is a business loss, and you want, it depends on what your tax bracket was in previous years, going forward in future years, what your IRA qualified plan balance is. If you've got a relatively small balance, then I wouldn't want to do the conversion so much. If I've got a very large balance and I'm going to be in a high bracket when I retire, then I'm going to want to do some conversions. So it's a lot to do with how are you going to treat this event, and is it going to be, which is more beneficial, offsetting high income years or offsetting future distributions by doing conversions now? So it's not a very easy question to answer without knowing a lot more about the individual, but it's part of strategy.
Sure.
And some accountants are going to look at it. If you sell a business asset at a loss, you can show a business loss. But some will look at it as that was your capital gain, and it probably is going to be that way. We'll see. Now, then it's just $3,000.
Yeah, $3,000 of ordinary income. So to back up, if you have capital losses, you can use all of your capital losses to offset an unlimited number of capital gains. So if you happen to have... Yeah, if you happen to have $1 billion of capital gains, but somehow you also had $1 billion of capital losses, you know, you can. They will offset each other.
They'll wash each other out.
And to the extent that you have more losses than gains, you can use those extra losses to offset ordinary income up to $3,000.
Three whole $1,000, whether you're married or single. Filing a joint return, it's $3,000. Single, it's $3,000. It's been that way since, I think we looked it up once, it was like 1974 or something.
It's been that way for a long, long time. They will not let you offset any more than that. But if you happen to be sitting on
Are capital losses.
Those are capital losses. Now, to the extent that you have even more capital losses than $3,000, you can take those losses and carry them forward to future years.
Right, if I have $50,000 of losses this year, but no gains, then I can use three of them to offset my salary, my interest, my IRA distributions.
Ordinary income.
Anything else that's on my tax return. And then carry the other $47,000. And so basically starting next year, I'm starting the year with $47,000 of a loss sitting on the books. So any gains that I earned up to $47,000 will be wiped out. And then if I don't have any gains next year, I'll use another $3,000 against my other income and drop it down from 47 to 44 going forward. I just whittled away that capital. There are some people out there that still have capital loss carryforwards
from the
2000s. Yeah,
oh, sure.
Because they lost $800,000, and they got afraid of the market, and they didn't go back in it.
Now, that's not an opportunity, though. I mean, people look at that, and they will say...
Not a conversion opportunity.
Right. They will say, well, gosh, I have all these losses. I would love to take this $300,000 IRA or traditional IRA, and I've got...
capital loss.
I've got 200 some odd or 300 thousands of capital losses. They don't wash because, again, it's capital losses,
capital
assets.
Gains, capital losses.
Right.
And it doesn't really matter. If you've got capital losses, I can use those to offset short or long-term capital gains. And so there is an ordering to do it, and we have to look at the way we're doing it. But ultimately, I can use those losses to offset either type of gains. In fact,
Yes. In fact, short term. One strategy you could use, I suppose, is to, if you have some that are short term capital gains, after you've used up your long term capital gains, you may be able to, write some of those, offset some of those.
But I can't look at it and say, I'm carrying forward a long term loss, but now I'm gonna, I've got some long term gains and I've got some short term gains.
You can't...
Long-term gains, I may be in the 15% bracket. There's no tax to it, but that short-term gain is going to have a tax. I want to use those long-term losses to offset my short-term gains without applying it to... I'll pay the tax on the long-term.
Nope.
Doesn't work that way.
Not going to happen.
You offset long with long, short with short, and then net those.
mix and match. Okay, got to take a break. Come back with more if you need Professor Plum off the air. Here's the Lucia Capital Group number, 800-644-1150, 800-644-1150. Hey, guess what? Another hour just ahead. More Bucket Strategy Investing.
Information presented should not be considered specific tax, legal, or investment advice. You should always seek counsel of the appropriate advisor prior to making any investment decision. All investments are subject to risk, including the loss of principal. There is no guarantee that any investing or financial planning strategy will be profitable, provide protection from loss, or meet its stated objectives. Investment advisor representatives of Lucia Capital Group are also registered representatives of and offer securities through Lucia Securities, LLC, a registered broker-dealer member FINRA SIPC. John Dean is an associated person with Lucia Securities, LLC. In the information presented, the opinions and views expressed are subject to change without notice and may not come to pass. Registration with the SEC does not imply a certain level of skill or training.